everybody. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes, and we're from the Irish American Club of Berkshire County. And we join you this morning from the sumptuous studios of Pittsfield Community Radio, WTBR FM, and 88.1 WSBR in Lee. Good morning, Farmer.
Good morning, Kevin, and good morning to all our faithful Irish listeners.
Irish American listeners.
Irish American, yes. Yeah. Oh, let me get that right. And welcome to the 322nd show that we have here. I don't know if it's...
It's somewhere around there.
Yeah, it's somewhere close. Around. It's close.
Since we've been at WDBR.
Yes, yes. That doesn't include the old station.
So that's a couple of years worth of shows here. And I hope, I know that people are enjoying them because I do hear, get some feedback. So what do you got lined up for us today, Farm?
Well, I got some High Kings, some Flogging Molly, and I'm debating whether Christy Moore or the Dubliners. I haven't really figured it out.
Either one would be great.
Right.
So I'm going to be playing Sinead O'Connor. That's who I'm starting the show off with. Also some Jane McNamee, Sean Doyle, the Kildares, and Suzanne Savane. And you've all heard them before, and so you'll like these tunes, too. And we'll talk a little bit about the Irish weather. Heat wave. So anyway, so today's Sinead O'Connor from Skibbereen, from her album Long Journey Home.
Oh, Father dear, I oftentimes hear you talk of Erin's Isle, her lofty scenes and valleys green, her mountains rude and wild. They say it is a pretty place where might dwell. Oh, why did you abandon it? The reason to me tell. Oh, son, I love my native land with energy and pride, till a blight came. Crops, my sheep and cattle died. The rent and taxes were so high, I could not them redeem. And that's the cruel reason why I left old Skibbereen. Oh, it's well I do bleak December day. The landlord and the sheriff came to drive us all away. They set my roof on fire with their demon yellow spleen. And that's another reason why Skibbereen. Your mother too, God rest her soul, fell on the snowy ground. She fainted in her anguish, seeing the desolation round. She never rose but passed away from to mortal dream. She found a quiet grave, my boy, in dear old Skibbereen. And you were only 2 years old, and feeble was your frame. I could not leave you Father's name. I wrapped you in my coat, a moor in the dead of night unseen. I heaved a sigh and said goodbye to dear old
Took my very pleasant summer's morning when everything was bright and gay. The birds sang out their notes so charming, and I myself was as glad as they. I dressed myself in my Sunday suit, washed me face and combed me hair, greased me brogues and sallied forth for to spend the day at Carmel Fair. Whack for the tour, allure, laddie, whack for the tour, allure, lay. Whack for the tour, allure, laddie, whack for the tour, allure, lay. When I arrived at the town of Carmel, crowds of people thronged in the street. Some were dressed in silk and satin, some wore big brogues upon their feet. Some had hankies round their heads, with their feet and legs completely bare. Such a comical sight as you ever did see, as I saw that day at Carmel Fair. Whack for the tour, allure, laddie, whack for the tour, allure, lay. Whack for the tour, allure, laddie, whack for the tour, allure, lay. As I was passing them by in masses, examining them as I went along, looking at the fancy dresses, I spied a maid among the throng. Her smile was sweet, her figure neat, and grand was the dress that she did wear. I thought there was no one there that day to compare with her at Carmel Fair. Whack for the tour, allure, laddie, whack for the tour, allure, lay. Whack for the tour, allure, laddie, whack for the tour, allure, lay. I invited her in to have a treat, and she agreed without a frown. So off we went with one consent to an alehouse up in Carmel Town. I called for a pint of good strong sherry, and down in the snug we went and sat. Us two became both light and merry, and I counted myself a lucky brat. Whack for the tour, allure, laddie, whack for the tour, allure, lay. Whack for the tour, allure, laddie, whack for the tour, allure, lay. When in my arms I held her folded, and kissing her lips as I thought no sin. And all of a sudden the door burst open, and a big rough man came thundering in. He says, "You damned infernal ruffian, how dare you lay your hands on me wife?" He began to give me such a baiting, I feared to God he would take me life. Whack for the tour, allure, laddie, whack for the tour, allure, lay. Whack for the tour, allure, laddie, whack for the tour, allure, lay. Oh, husband dear, bid him well, says she. He kissed me, squeezed me, and pulled me hair. I was the lad paid well for the day I spent with his wife at Carmel Fair. Now all young lads who want a bride of unknown females, now beware. Mind the disgrace that happened to me in the damned deceitful Carmel Fair. Whack for the tour, allure, laddie, whack for the tour, allure, lay. Whack for the tour, allure, laddie, whack for the tour, allure, lay.
That was Sean Doyle with his Light and Half Light album, produced by his son, also Sean Doyle, with the Carmel Fair, a very well-known tune in the Irish repertoire. And before that, you heard from Jane McNamee from her Acoustically Yours album. I'm Just a Ghost in His Arms. was the name of that.
Sounded like an old country song, actually.
She's part of that genre, I think.
Yeah.
Or used to be. She's since passed on. But we started off today's show with Sinead O'Connor from, I misnamed the album when we opened, the Long Journey Home album, which is a BBC production that went along with the television series, with her version of Skibbereen, a sad, sad tune.
Taxman.
So what are you going to start us off with, Fern?
All right, well, we're going to kick off the second set with the High Kings.
Over the hills, my bonny Irish lass, come over the hills to your darling. You choose the road, love, and I'll make the vow, and I'll be your true love forever. Red is the rose that in yonder garden grows, fair is the lily of the valley, clear is the water that flows from the boyne, but my love is fairer than any.
'Twas down by Killarney's green woods that we strayed, when the moon and the stars, they were shining. The moon, she on its rays, on her locks of golden hair, and she swore she'd be my love forever.
Red is the rose that in yonder garden grows, fair is the lily of the valley, clear is the water that flows from the boyne, but my love is fairer than any.
It's not for the parting that my sister pains, it's not for the grief of my mother, it's all for the loss of my bonny Irish lass, that my heart is breaking forever.
Red is the rose that in yonder garden grows, fair is the lily of the valley, clear is the water that flows from the boyne, but my love is fairer than any. Red is the rose that in yonder garden grows, fair is the lily of the valley, clear is the water that flows from the boyne, but my love is fairer than any.
All else we shine.
This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes. Welcome back to the Sunday Sounds of Ireland. You just heard a couple of reels.
Lively at that.
Then that last one was certainly lively. For those of you who counted, there were three of them. But I can only recall the name of two. So the two that I recall, the first one actually in that set, was a Jenny Picking Cockles.
Jenny Picking Cockles.
And the second tune I recognized was Angauran, which means the goat. So I'm not sure what the third one was, but I'll find out before the end of the day, I guess. And before that, you heard from the Secrets of the Day album from the Kildares with their Hold My Heart. And you're going to start us off, Farmer.
Yeah, I started this set off, too, with the High Kings and Red is the Rose. And that came off their Memory Lane album. And this one, we're going to start Amble.
Number 12 or number 2?
Number 12.
Okay. I just want to say a word about the Irish weather.
Oh, yes.
It's very warm there. And for relatively speaking, warm there is cool here. Let's just say that out. So they have heat warnings for what is centigrade is 18 degrees. Now, 23 degrees centigrade, a few degrees higher.
Degrees higher.
Is the equivalent of 70 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh.
So 18 degrees is mid-60s.
Yeah.
They have heat warnings out.
For 70.
For the mid-60s.
Wow.
So, and I get it, you know, animals are older, and they're not used to warm temperatures at all. Yeah. There's no air conditioning in the chicken coops.
No.
And they are the most vulnerable in this kind of weather because they can't sweat. So I'll bring an update next week as to how the weather is going. But people are complaining. So there you have it.
They were having all across Europe pretty much.
Oh, yes, that's true. That
so,
is true.
I mean, Ireland, it's a lot different because their high temperature usually is about 55, 60 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yes, so.
So 70 is quite a heat wave to them.
It is a heat wave indeed. So you're going to start us off, Farmer.
Yep, with number 12, please.
Yep. Boop.
She put it right between my lips and I bit down with delight. And I asked her, had she anything? She handed me a light. And with that light, I took a drag and I watched the world go by. You were mine and I was yours, and our limit was the sky. And we watched the time go by. Well, I told her, ask me anything. She asked me how to cry. And when I think of you, I know forever I will be happy as the fool, because together we are free. Well, we cantered on by the statue where once fell and it stood. Met by a scoby being hoisted outside Mary's pub. He'd never seen the like before, or e'er seen so daft. And the cobbles were lit up by the enchantment of your laugh. And we watched the time go by. Well, I told her, ask me anything. She asked me how to cry. And when I think of you, I know forever I will be happy as the fool, because together we are free. We watch the buskers play a tune in Lower Grafton Street. And I tried to grab your finger, but I wasn't so discreet. You smiled, embraced my hand, and pulled me into some old bar. And we drank a drop and we twirled and talked about our life so far. And we watched the time go by. Well, I told her, ask me anything. She asked me how to cry. And when I think of you, I know forever I will be happy as a fool, because together we are free. Well, he swallowed down his last drop and began to feel the heat. And he gestured to the barman that it was his time to leave. With a cap upon his head, he thought of home and Skibbereen. Said we were the finest couple that his eyes had ever seen. And he watched the time go by. Well, I told her, ask me anything. She asked me how to cry. And when I think of you, I know forever I will be happy as the fool, because together we are free. Now she boards her plane back to her home in Amsterdam. She'll study for the year before turning to our land. She said she loves a man and he is stationed far away. With him her precious love, she says, forever it will stay. And we watched the time go by. I told her, ask me anything. She asked me how to cry. And when I think of you, I know forever I will be happy as a fool, because together we are free.
Ay, la, 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 la. casa conmigo primero. Ay, la, 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 la. Ay, la, 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 la. Pernas pra arriba, pernas pra baixo. Pernas pra arriba, miñas de baixo. Pernas pra arriba, pernas pra baixo. Pernas pra arriba, miñas de baixo. Pernas para arriba, pernas para abajo, pernas para arriba, niñas de baixo. Pernas para arriba, pernas para abajo, pernas para arriba, niñas de baixo. Pernas para arriba, pernas para abajo, pernas para arriba, niñas de baixo. Pernas para arriba, pernas para abajo, pernas para arriba, niñas de baixo. Pernas para arriba.
Jigs is what you just heard. Two jigs from the compilation album Seven Drunken Nights. The Maid Behind the Bar and The Gravel Walk.
Gravel Walk.
You could tell from the sound of the jig that it was a gravel walk, apparently. And before that, you heard from Suzanne Savane. She is a Spanish artist with a button accordion, and she played, sang Bernasca Riba. And I don't know what that means.
No, neither do I.
But I play her a lot because she's very good.
Yeah.
And you started us off, Farmer.
I did. I started us off with Amble, and it was Mary's Pub. And that came off their Revere album.
Ah.
It's a new artist that we have there.
What's the name again?
Amble.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So today in Irish history, 28th of June, 1922. The Civil War begins. In March 1922, anti-treaty IRA men held an army convention in the Mansion House in Dublin, the City Hall, in which they repudiated the authority of the Doyle Éireann and elected a 16-man executive led by Rory O'Connor and Liam Mellows. On 14th of April, O'Connor and 200 anti-treaty IRA men, also known as Irregulars, occupied the four courts in Dublin. That is a major, it occupies an entire block. It's a courthouse,
okay.
And with the associated buildings and offices. I used to live behind it, that's why. Michael Collins, chairman of the provisional government, managed to convince a number of anti-treaty men, including Dan Breen and Sean O'Hagerty, to meet him, Richard Mulcahy, and others on the pro-treaty side. They issued a joint statement on the 1st of May. We, the undersigned officers of the IRA, realizing the gravity of the present situation in Ireland and appreciating the fact that if the present drift is maintained, a conflict of comrades is inevitable, we declare that this would be the greatest calamity in Irish history and it would leave Ireland broken for generations, unquote. The statement called for the acceptance, quote, the acceptance of the fact admitted by all sides that the majority of the people of Ireland are willing to accept the treaty, unquote. However, the IRA executive in the four courts denounced it. A Doyle Peace Committee was then established with five members on either side, but talks broke down within 3 weeks. A joint army committee was set up, this time including IRA men from the executive and the four courts, such as Mellows and O'Connor. And eventually, the executive rejected the calls for peace and declared in June 1922, hence our anniversary, the election was illegitimate.
Ooh.
In that election, anti-treaty Sinn Féin had won 36 seats to the 92 won by pro-treaty candidates. When anti-treaty man Leo Henderson was arrested, Irregulars retaliated by kidnapping pro-treater J.J. O'Connell, on the 26th of June, demanding Henderson's release. Under pressure from the British to deal with the insurgents, Collins bombarded the four courts at 4:10 a.m. on the 28th of June, and the Irish Civil War had begun. And it lasted almost 2 years.
2 years.
Almost. And we're going to hear something from you, Farm.
We're going to kick this set off with Flogging Molly.
I'm aiming for heaven, but probably wind up down in hell. Where upon this altar I will hang my guilt-ridden head. But it's time I'll take before I begin. Three sheets to the wind, three sheets to the wind. Yeah, it's time I'll take before I begin. Three sheets to the wind, three sheets to the wind. Rebel! Heavy
prison she'll keep, where the rebels and a sacred heart.
I said no ball or chain, no prison she'll keep, where the rebels and a sacred heart. Sacred Heart. Sacred Heart. Sacred Heart. Now bless me, Father, for I have sinned. But it's the same old story again and again and again. Such is the bread of an everyday life. From morning to noon to the shadowless night. I will such as the bread of an everyday life. From morning to noon to the shadowless night. Rebels away, though heavy our hearts shall always be. Shall keep where the rebels at a sacred heart. I said no ball or chain, no prison. Shall keep where the rebels at a sacred heart. Rebels away, don't have a heart, shall always be. A ball or chain, no prison. Shall keep where the rebels at a sacred heart. I said no ball or chain, no prison. Shall keep where the rebels at a sacred heart. I said no ball. Sacred Heart. Well, the rebels
So this is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes saying goodbye for another week. Please listen to our show again next week, and please listen to all the locally produced programming here at WTBR FM 89.7 on your dial.
And thank everybody for listening again. Like Kevin said, listen to our show again next week. And everybody have a great week. Be good, be kind, and keep your Irish eyes a-smiling.
Grandma, I'll get a shahi shahugan.